Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Along with my producer, Rosemary Brandt, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Friday, December 27th, 2013. Hope you're having a great day. Looking forward to a very nice pre-New Year's holiday weekend. We are live here at KVOI, AM 1030, 1204 to 1 each weekday. We stream and podcast the show for anywhere in the world listening at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And our media partners, TucsonCitizen.com, TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, and SaRita Sun, and BlogForArizona.com. We thank all of our media partners for supporting the Buckmaster Show in 2013. Our Friday focus today is downtown Tucson with guest Michael Keith, CEO of the Downtown Tucson Partnership. Joining me to question Michael is Dylan Smith, editor-publisher of Tucson's only totally online news service, TucsonSentinel.com. If you have a question or comment about downtown Tucson, Michael Keith would be happy to hear from you and entertain your question or comment. We invite you to call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. We also invite you to be a friend of the show on our Facebook page. We're very easy to find. It's my name, Bill Buckmaster, and then parentheses, Buckmaster Show. Dylan, how are you today?
Great. Glad to be here.
Good to see you. Happy New Year. And Michael, Keith, good to see you, and a Happy New Year to you, Michael.
The same to you, Bill.
Tell me a little bit about what is the Downtown Tucson Partnership and its assessment of 2013, Michael, as it relates to downtown improvement.
Well, the partnership is a nonprofit organization that was organized in 1999 to act as a catalyst for the redevelopment of downtown. It's a very similar pattern. Most cities have downtown partnership or alliance. We do all the maintenance and security for downtown. We do marketing and PR. We help out about, well, I guess, 20-something events, including the Parade of Lights, which we own. We do economic development. We do advocacy.
And the assessment for 2013, what kind of year did you have?
What a year. What an incredible year.
A turnaround year, a breakthrough year.
Well, the momentum is just...
Tipping point.
Kind of, yeah, but mostly it's just the momentum just keeps increasing year to year for the last 5 years. So it's been a very steady increase, and 2013 was miraculous. You know, more restaurants and more quality retail and news about housing projects. In fact, completed housing projects and the news of new housing projects and a new hotel. I mean, it was fast and furious all year.
Here's Dylan Smith.
Certainly, downtown development and redevelopment has been pretty controversial over the past several years. There are a lot of organizations, a lot of fingers in that pie between you, the city itself, the RTA and the streetcar project, the Rio Nuevo board. How do all of these governmental bodies and groups work together?
Actually, right now, pretty seamlessly. They all have different functions, as you pointed out. The streetcar people are part of the Regional Transportation Authority and Pima Associated Governments, and based on a taxpayer-approved mandate to put in the streetcar. But we all have our niches down there, and we all are working together. And I think it's always easier to work together when things are going well, and the cooperation levels and collaborative levels haven't ever been higher.
So you aren't butting heads with the, between
no,
these various groups right now.
No, actually, yeah, quite the opposite.
Some of that has happened in the past.
It has. There's no turfs or territories right now. Everybody has very clearly different goals and objectives. And it's been something to see. And it just seems like in a lot of these different organizations, the right people are in the right place right now.
So what's next for the partnership? This organization has been around for almost 15 years now. Do you have new projects you're trying to roll out, or are you just trying to maintain what you've been doing?
Well, we'll continue to try to improve maintenance and security downtown. That's one of our primary goals. Downtown statistically is the safest place in Tucson from a crime point of view. I think we're doing a really good job right now on the maintenance part of it. We'll let the public judge on that. But festivals and events, we'll continue to try to increase those. We're going to probably roll out a broader marketing campaign this year than we've had in the past, more of a branding campaign. I think that would be one of the goals for this year, really, really get the message out. And we just finished a survey, an on-street survey of 260 people, and we're collating that information. Then we're going to do a phone survey following up in January, going out to the rest of Tucson to find out what their feelings are about downtown, and then collate those together and try to really focus a really good marketing campaign.
But you mentioned crime and the perception. You say it's the safest place really in all the city, but perception among some might be that it's not a safe place to visit.
Yeah, and there's always that perception, I think, of downtowns in general. But we know we have the figures from every week, and we know how many incidents, and I'm just going on what the police report as far as the 001 zip code. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the lowest zip codes. I shouldn't say the lowest. It's one of the lower zip codes in the city. And
What do you see as the biggest security challenge that you face?
Probably late night drinking, to be honest. You know, that sort of 2 o'clock in the morning time when people are just letting off steam and coming out of some of the clubs. We got together with the city manager's office and the police department this year, and we had done a survey of that behavior and shared it with them, and they stepped up immediately. City manager Miranda almost doubled the amount of police in that time period, and those incidents have just dropped down to, just a fraction of where they were before. So a lot of it was just coordination. We moved our security people out to the secondary streets and allowed TPD to come in, not allowed, but asked TPD to come in and put a stronger presence on Congress, and that really made a difference.
12:12 on the Buckmaster Show. The Friday focus is downtown Tucson. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Matthew is up with us. Matthew, go ahead.
Yeah, Michael, I just first want to say that I think you have probably been the most important person for Tucson the last 5 years. I mean,
wow.
You have made the biggest difference. I do not think the streetcar would be where it is if you hadn't done what you've done. I am looking at your website right now, and I am so impressed. I looked at Austin's website, and they were the number one city in the country, and I'm looking at your website, and that one picture you have of downtown at night from afar, I can compare it to Austin and say, hey, that's attractive. I mean, that is just an unbelievable picture. The other thing I'd like to, your website, I encourage you to continue your economic development blog. I actually go and read parts of it in the past, and it has unbelievable information. I see your most recent posting is as late as June, but I would encourage you to try and keep that as up-to-date as possible, whoever works at, because people like to see that it's, you know, it's current as possible. I know how hard that is to keep those blogs going. The second thing is I brought up on the Buckmaster Show that Tucson moved up on the Milken Report Institutes of 25. It's 25 metro cities, but actually it's a 200 survey city, and we moved up to 115 on that survey. We actually moved up 35 slots in the last of 2012 to 2013, and I'll forward it to somebody in your economic development people. But again, I just want to say I would like to know, Michael, do you have any vision for looking just beyond Tucson? Because I really do see. I know Tucson downtown is absolutely all-consuming, and it has to be. It has to be the focus. But I would love to see you take what you're doing with downtown Tucson and start to think about infill for the rest of Tucson, and start giving the city council some good ideas.
There you go.
And I'm
going
to leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. Another new task for you to tackle infill.
Well, Matthew, thank you very much. Those are very kind words.
And did you pay him with cash or was yeah. that a check?
What kind of a holiday gift did you give there to Matthew?
Yeah, that was
wonderful.
Matthew, that car should be arriving at your doorstep right now.
By the way, we had the website up as Matthew was talking about. The pictures really are very nice.
Oh, thank you very much.
The nighttime shot, really nice. And then there's that daytime shot. There it is, the daytime.
The daytime one is one of my favorites, mm-hmm. too. I was up hiking, and I turned around and saw that little V and took that shot. But, Matt, thank you. The streetcar I cannot take any credit for. That is the Regional Transportation Authority and City of Tucson Transportation Department. They pulled off a miracle with that. And, boy, the backstories on how we got the Tiger Grant are extraordinary. That's a book into itself. Tucson worked really hard. A lot of breaks came our way to get that money, and it's going to be a huge success. In fact, it already has been a huge success. We've seen $500 million of development along that streetcar line of private development. And thank you, your comments on the website. Yes, we need to. It's ironic that you would bring that up because if I'd go out to my truck, you would see my notebook where I was writing down comments about our website that I've found this morning going through it, and that was actually one of them. But you're right, it's tough to do, and we need to continue to pump that information out. As far as this sort of live-work-play model, or an urban village model that, Matt, I think you've heard me talk about before for downtown, that is exportable. So when we talk about Broadway Corridor, and we talk about Oracle Corridor or the 12th Avenue, discussions going on about trying to activate 12th Avenue, South 12th Avenue. This kind of idea of activating public spaces and a variety of housing and bike corridors and public spaces is exportable to the rest of the city.
And it is downtowntucson.org.
Correct.
If folks would like to take a look at that website. Roberta will be up next when we come back on the Buckmaster Show. Roberta, please be patient on the Buckmaster Show. Live line, Michael Keith will stick around for another segment on our Friday focus today of downtown Tucson. And Dylan Smith is not going anywhere. Thank goodness he'll be with us also as we return on Buckmaster.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Have you had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:22 on this Friday afternoon. The Friday focus today is downtown Tucson with guest Michael Keith, CEO of the Downtown Tucson Partnership. Dylan Smith is also with us in studio. Dylan is editor-publisher of TucsonSentinel.com. We go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Roberta is up next with Michael Keith. Hello, Roberta.
Hello. Happy holidays, Bill. And
same
Michael
to you.
And Dylan. I belong to the I Will Not Go Downtown and Spend My Disposable Income Club until the parking ticket cost is reviewed. I received two parking tickets for the same incident, being 5 inches from the meter. Was for the parking, and the other was for obstructing landscaping, which was a broken sidewalk. Tucson's the highest in the country. It's $188 per parking offense. Then to make insult to injury, I didn't put enough postage on, so then they took away my license, and it cost me an additional $250. So I want to know what can be done about that high cost of parking tickets, because that's a real deterrent. And for people like me, I'd rather go to Encantada and spend my money at North than to go downtown and spend it at a restaurant there.
Okay.
No, that's a great question. And again, your timing is perfect. I'm on the Parkwise Commission, the parking authority, as a board member. And just last week, they actually did a spreadsheet showing prices across the nation for parking tickets. And you're absolutely right. We have one of the highest rates. Mm. The reason we have one of the highest rates is because of all the surcharges from the state and the city and other agencies. It's not just that this money is going back to Parkwise and that they have a ridiculous high rate. But there's a structure in place there that needs to be addressed at the legislative level as well as at the city level. But I quite agree with you, and it is has come up enough lately that it's spurring some examination at a very fine level, and hopefully a series of recommendations will come out of Parkwise in the next 30 to 60 days and go before mayor and council.
Because it is a deterrent to some people, obviously.
Well, it is. And we have these parking garages that are hard to get Tucsonans to use because it's... We're not used to parking garages here.
You get to park in the shade, then.
Yeah.
Well, they're safe. They're secure. They've got security guards.
Although I'll admit, I usually downtown, I end up parking on the street rather than in a garage.
Everybody does. And
I just for a couple of decades became so accustomed to doing that downtown that most of the time it doesn't even occur to me to go park in a garage.
And the rates for the garages, are they competitive?
Yeah, the rates actually are really low. And so our meter rates are some of the lowest in the country, which is odd because the fines are not. So
beyond those surcharges, that's certainly not the majority of those rates.
It is a majority of the rates.
Well, what is the purpose of having these parking tickets? It's just to encourage turnover so that somebody doesn't camp out at a meter?
No, it isn't that at all. I'm not sure how they were put into place and when they were put into place, but I can tell you that we don't like those rates, being the partnership and the merchants and all the groups we represent, and we want them examined and looked at, and I think that they will be.
I got hit with one myself about 6 months ago, and I wasn't too pleased.
Yeah, I got one as well, so I'm in the same camp. But no, I'm taking it very seriously. I know Parkwise is taking it very seriously, and I think Mayor and Council will.
Downtown Saturday night will survive.
Second Saturdays, absolutely.
The second Saturdays, there were some funding issues, but folks have stepped up. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was that article that came out in the Star about that proved to be really positive. We had all kinds of different people call us or call the Second Saturday Board and say they wanted to sponsor Crest Insurance, a whole host of other new people that are stepping up saying that this is an important ongoing event. It's become iconically associated with downtown, and it's been quite heartwarming.
Okay, Dylan, one more question. Huh?
Well, sort of related to something we were chatting about during the break and Second Saturdays. Has there been any impact from the number of student housing projects that have detracted from trying to bring in families and middle class people and people with enough disposable income to really build a healthy retail environment downtown?
Yeah, I'm not sure I would say detracted from. I think in city centers that are going through the kind of metamorphosis we are, that student housing tends to be the first thing in if you're close to a university. And that's clearly what happened here because of the higher rental structures allow developers to go out and get conventional financing.
Yeah, because a decade ago, the focus was on, condo units and trying to bring in professionals for residential, and then it shifted to a bunch of stuff.
It only
projects.
Shifted to that because of the U of A and because that was the only thing that could get built. But that's changing. One East Broadway is full up, the 24 units there at a pretty high rental rate. Bourne's just announced 44 units on the post lot. And I'm pretty sure that will get built. There's a lot of developers looking at a lot of different housing. The Herbert just got converted into rental units. And Ross Rolney's got his apartments condoized now and up for sale at around in the low hundreds for 600 square foot units. So it's happening. But the next wave will all be market rate housing.
Got about a minute left. What should we look for in 2014, Michael Keith, as kind of the banner marquee items, streetcar, kind of a public heart of Tucson, the future of the Ronset Transit Center, that 4 acres?
Yeah. Well, we've got more restaurants coming. Pizzeria Bianca is coming, and Hi-Fi and Coronet's going to open over by the shanty, and we've got those two housing projects I mentioned, the Bourne project, and we've got the streetcar coming in third week of July in a big celebration, a whistle-stop tour with at least probably the Secretary of Transportation coming. That'll be a big three-day festival in all the districts along the streetcar. That's huge. You're going to see the hotel break ground probably by the summer. Huge 139-room boutique hotel under the Marriott banner. So it's going to be just crazy good down there this year.
Michael Keith, thank you very much. Congratulations on a great year for downtown Tucson. We'll look forward to talking with you in 2014. Happy New Year to you, Michael.
The same to you, Bill. Dylan.
Coming up next, the weekly Reporters Roundtable here on the Buckmaster Show. Dylan Smith will be with us. And Mr. Dan Scheer, the editor of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. That's coming up next, right after the break.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A civil rights lawyer says the American Civil Liberties Union will appeal today's ruling from a New York judge who found that a government program that collects millions of Americans' telephone records is legal. The judge concluded that the NSA program was a valuable part of the nation's efforts to combat the threat of terrorism. More than a million Americans are bracing for a post-Christmas jolt as federal unemployment benefits come to a sudden halt this weekend. The long-term unemployed will lose their average monthly benefit of $1,100. Israel is telling the United States it will release a third group of Palestinian prisoners on Monday. That's one day later than expected. A State Department spokeswoman says Israel cited technical issues for the delay. Israel had promised to carry out the release when peace talks started last summer. Israel also plans to make an announcement that there will be construction of some new settlements. This is SRN News.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 reverse osmosis drinking water system is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Want the best care for your companion animal? then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
.12:35 on the Buckmaster Show. Welcome back on our Friday Reporters Roundtable on AM 1030 KVOI. And our local journalists, we always thank them for stopping by. We talk about the top stories of the week. And since we're near the end of the year, it's very appropriate to talk about a couple of the top stories of the year. With me today, Dylan Smith, editor-publisher of Tucson Sentinel, Tucson's only all-online news service. And Dan Shear is here. Dan is the editor of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun. Dan, how are you today?
Doing very good. Thank you.
Good. And Dylan, we've already welcomed you to the show, but we'll do it again for this segment for folks just joining us. It is the end of the year. Top stories of the year. Dylan, what's at the top of your list? Locally or Arizona?
You know, there are a number of things that sort of all mesh together. I think really the city election results were not unexpected, but I think that's an important thing to note, just the continuing difficulty that Republicans have had in making any sort of headway in local elections. That the sort of ongoing, cleaning up of the troubles over at Pima College, the troubles that TUSD has had budget-wise and politically otherwise.
Yeah, both show progress at the end of the year with new leadership. I would agree with those, with Dr. Sanchez at TUSD and Lee Lambert at Pima. I think there's optimism there.
There's definitely been some house cleaning going on over at Pima.
Let me throw one at you, and since kind of segueing out of the Michael Keith interview, I think the continuing resurgence of downtown Tucson is a top story of the year.
It's if you walk around downtown, whether it's in the middle of the afternoon or at night, it's a very different place than it was 5 or 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There are some businesses down there that I don't know if they're going to be able to pull through in the long term.
And Michael was talking about, Dylan, as you heard, and Dan was listening, I'm sure, about more restaurants opening up in the downtown area, and you wonder, well, how many more can we handle?
What is the saturation point? And some of those places down there, I don't know if they really are positioned quite in the way you need to make it to long term in Tucson. A couple of them are a little bit more pricey than I'm going to pay for, not a world class meal. Yeah. Then there are some really great places that are pretty affordable. It's a kind of a mix there.
Dan Shear, what is on your list?
I've got a few things down where we are, of course, Rosemont Mine, and we've been talking about this for 6 or 7 years, but we will probably see in coming months the mine probably getting approved and then probably being challenged in court.
So, for how long?
That's a great question. could be a couple of years, could be whatever. So I wouldn't look for them them to be digging anytime soon, but we do seem to be coming to the end of at least one phase regarding the Rosemont mine, and some realization by some of the opponents that, okay, this thing is probably going to go on through. Also, obviously, the slow climb out of the economic doldrums. We see some of the small upswings in housing prices and jobs bouncing back slowly, but coming back. There's some hope there, and I just hope that as we look back on the last 5 or 6 years, we learn some lessons and make some changes, maybe to our own spending habits and how we forge ahead. So, another one we've been talking about for a long time. Mexico trade, and we came real close to a deal on immigration reform this past year, didn't get through, but I know that we're going to keep hammering away at that as a nation, and when that comes through, then I think we're going to see more activity with Mexico and Arizona benefiting from it.
Quick to the Buckmaster Show live line, a quick comment about downtown before we move on beyond that. Robert is with us. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Robert.
When your show first started, I made the case that downtown's not going to thrive with that whole arts bit or native culture or blah, blah, blah. That mm-hmm. The only way it's going to survive is that somebody turns it into a Bourbon Street circus environment.
I remember, actually, we started this project, this show, about 3 years ago. I do remember you saying, actually, that about 3 years
Bill,
ago.
How do you think it's turned out any differently?
Well, there are a lot of restaurants and bars. There's no question about it. Dylan, go ahead.
Well, it's, really long-term to make downtown work. You need more than just, that entertainment district. You need more retail, so you have more daytime activity, some residential with some professionals living down there. There are a few projects of that would to help it survive and be stable rather than depend on the vicissitudes of people's disposable spending habits. You can't just work that way.
And you covered, when you were with the Arizona Republic, Dan Shear,
right.
You covered the East Valley, Tempe, Mesa area. Do you see similarities with Tempe?
Absolutely. And mostly actually with Mesa, because Mesa was really working hard on bringing its downtown back, and it's a terrific place, got some great history. But I'll tell you were up against two things. One was you're trying to break people's habits or their routine. Get them to come on downtown and try it. And Robert was right. You have to have something that's going to draw them. Then the other big problem down there in Mesa was that all of the shop owners were not really on the same page. They all had different ideas, and they're all independent-minded. They have different ideas how they should pull this off. And until they all came together under one umbrella, they really weren't getting a lot done.
And Dylan, you kind of touched on that about the one umbrella when you asked Michael Keith about the different masters that everyone has to serve in the downtown area. You've got the city, you've got RTA, you've got the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and on and on and on.
Well, one of the, I think, good things is that there hasn't been a single master. There hasn't been a master plan for downtown Tucson.
Because Which is rare for a lot of cities.
There had been many master plans, yeah. But if they would have been instituted, we would have gone off the rails, no pun intended. we've had so many with so many different sorts of, ways of focusing on it. A decade ago, it was all about, building very expensive housing for professionals. And of course, when the housing boom blew up, mm-hmm. That idea evaporated immediately.
And that's a really good point, too, because every downtown seems like it's tried the same thing. In downtown Mesa, you had some upscale apartments, you had some new restaurants, you had that type of stuff. But again, where is the town square for a lot of people? Where is the place that they go to socialize? And for a lot of people, unfortunately, it's the malls. For other people, it's Saturday mornings at the soccer field. For other people, it's a yoga class, whatever. But where is your town square? Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, it's just not downtown anymore. So best of luck to Tucson, because they have a lot of good things to work with, but getting people to try it is going to be the real trick.
Okay, Dan Shear, looking ahead to 2014, we got Pima County budget already talking about a small tax hike for road improvements. Road continuing deterioration of the roads going to be a big story, obviously.
Right, and we had talked to Chuck Huckleberry last week, I think it was, and we were talking about the gas tax and the the roads obviously is the one thing that just sticks in the craw of people in Tucson and Pima County, and it's I'm glad to see that there's some effort to address it. I don't, the tax hike really bothers me, I'll be honest with you. I do understand, though, that if you don't get a hold of it, you're just going to be facing worse problems down the line, but it's a little frustrating to have heard that news.
7 or 8 cents, is that what they were talking about? No, $7 or $8 a year. I'm not sure exactly how much it was going to be.
Yeah, I think it was going to be 7 or 8 cents, and it was going to be on the Star Reporter, $116,000 house. What was it going to be, like an extra 20 or 30 bucks, something like that a year? I don't know.
We've hit the point where we can't, you know, push this off anymore. We don't work on fixing up the roads that are really in poor shape right now, you know, in even just 5 years from now, they're going to need to be completely replaced at a cost that we will not be able to bear. I mean, it's a hard choice, but do we have any other alternative than actually paying to fix up these roads?
But I think the gas tax is a good idea. It's a user fee in essence, and it's just a little at a time, and it's really not a bad idea, and we'll just see. Now, he wanted 10 cents, and that's an awful lot, but you know what? Maybe it's a nickel, maybe it's less than that, but you know what? Dylan's right. We have to start somewhere.
Okay, it's a political year, 2014. The races will begin in the Pima County, Southern Arizona, certainly, and actually statewide. There'll be a fight for the soul of the Republican Party. The primary is going to be very interesting. Will there be carryover from the Medicaid expansion vote? Dylan Smith.
The Republican Party, you know, nationally and here in Arizona, they're kind of at a crossroads. They need to pick who they want to be. What faction do they want to
what
run
will the
with?
Face
who do they want
be
to
be?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's, I think there's going to be a pretty big dogfight for that. You know, certainly, you know, statewide, the Medicaid expansion is going to be a kind of a litmus test for a number of people.
What do you think, Dan?
Well, it's very interesting because, you know, we saw the rise of the Tea Party in 2010 and then not nearly as influential in 2012. But then they seem to be bouncing back here, but they seem to be bouncing back with a vengeance that could really hurt the party. And so the Republicans are in kind of this strange situation. Down where we are in Legislative District 2, we're going to have a new state senator here pretty quick because Linda Lopez is leaving in January. So our political season starts a little earlier than everybody
else's.
You'll
have perhaps Andrea D'Alessandro being named as the senator from District 9.
Definitely. There. She's District 2.
District 2.
Definitely she's interested in the job, and she had planned to run for the state Senate because Linda was going to be termed out. So she's probably got a good chance, and then we'll see who is put in her state representative seat.
Dylan? And what the A-10 is going to be a big issue, certainly, in the congressional race in CD-2.
Yeah, you've got both of the likely congressional candidates, you know, positioning themselves on that with, Representative Ron Barber putting out a press release every week having something to do with DM or the A-10.
Today he put one out congratulating President Obama for signing the sweeping law that will fund most of the defense programs and operations within the next 2014. That, of course, includes there'll be no change on the A-10 through the election year, certainly.
Well, the plane is not going to be decommissioned anytime soon, but the Pentagon has a major project to replace almost all of their planes, with a multi-purpose aircraft that really doesn't do anything all that well and cost a fortune. That's what you.
Well, is the A-10 going to be obsolete here real soon? And yes, we have another year on it, but I figured we would probably have that anyway. And I like what John McCain said recently, where it's, you know, he's not concerned so much about Arizona as he is national defense. What is the best plane to have in the air for the United States? And that's really the way we should be thinking. You know, hooray for Tucson and the A-10 here for buying a year, but really in the long run, what's best for us as a nation? And it may not be the A-10.
And I thought of another top story for your area as I tell you what a top story is, I shouldn't be doing this, but the hospital coming to Green Valley.
Yes, and again, the walls are going to go up real soon, and we're talking to the CEO every week, and I tell you what, Bill, I'm getting lots of phone calls from people who want to work there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, lots of phone calls from people all over the country who have heard this and say, I want to work in Green Valley. Where do I call?
Okay, Dylan, the red light cameras, the speed cameras, not very popular to say the least. I think they're going away in Pima County. And now we have John Cromcrow resurfacing with his group opposing traffic cameras in Tucson.
Does John have a group, or is this just John?
John says it's an all-volunteer group. They're trying to be more careful about asking only city voters to sign the effort now that he's pushing.
Well, you know, despite everybody's dislike of the cameras, you know, you really got to look at John Cromcrow's record as far as, you know, getting things on the ballot, and it's really not the best, so.
All righty, the former lawmaker John Cromcrow pushing for getting rid of red light cameras in the city of Tucson. Okay, Dan Scheer, thank you very much. Dan, have a great new year.
Thank you, Bill.
And Dylan Smith, thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot. We'll be back with Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right, you get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. And the folks over in Grant County want to wish all of the Southern Arizona listeners of the Buckmaster Show a very happy new year. It's just three and a half hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City and the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument and, of course, the Gila National Wilderness. Great place to take if you have a couple of days off this holiday week upcoming. Great place to take an extended road trip over to Silver City. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. By the way, the website, southwestnewmexico.org, with all the listing of the great places to stay, including Spirit Canyon Lodge. Matt Russell, Inside Tucson business, food and beverage columnist, award-winning publicist here in Tucson. Matt, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. I was just telling your producer, Rose, I just snuck away from my lunchtime table. I'm at Wildflower today for lunch. Just finished a gorgeous Brussels sprout and kale salad. Yes, even the culinary cruiser eats healthy from time to time. A lovely lunch today, Bill.
And the lunch isn't over. They'll be bringing the burger and the fries and all of that after your Weekend Watch segment. I know they're ready for you.
My secret's out, Bill.
Before we get to the happy hour pick of the week, you had kind of an interesting column in Inside Tucson Business. Kind of a top 10. Everybody reflects about the end of the year, the top stories. We just delved into that a little bit on the Reporters Roundtable. You kind of hit on it in the culinary beat.
Yeah, I wrote 51 columns this year in Inside Tucson Business, and I checked out some of the Facebook and Twitter data from the newspaper, and I wanted to see which of the columns I wrote really engaged readers and got them talking online. So in today's Inside Tucson Business, I showcased the top 10 columns from the year. Some might surprise our readers. Copy of Inside Tucson Business.
How about a happy hour as we get kind of a pre-New Year's Eve weekend here?
Yeah, for the last Friday happy hour of the year, I've selected Tanka at 50 East Broadway. And I was there just last week, Bill, and was really impressed by this sort of international vibe they've created. Their range of happy hour specials, I think, is the perfect way to usher in this weekend. Like the taco and sangria pairing, which is two tacos and a glass of sangria for only $10. And don't get this, Tanka was just named in Food and Wine magazine as among the best bars in America. So why not join in the celebration for happy hour today at Tanka?
And they are located where, Matt?
50 East Broadway.
All right. And I knew you would work in a taco somewhere in Weekend Watch here for our last Weekend Watch of the year. How about downtown Tucson? We just spent a half an hour with Michael Keith of the Downtown Tucson Partnership. It was our Friday focus. And you've got a Downtown Tucson food tour.
Yeah, with all the new restaurants popping up across downtown, it really is kind of hard to keep track of them all. So a group called Tucson Food Tours has put together a walking food tour of downtown, giving you a taste of all that's available. Starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, for less than $45, you'll have the opportunity to sample food from at least six local restaurants while getting a lesson on the architectural and cultural history of downtown neighborhoods. To book your tasty tour tomorrow, they can be reached at 477-7986, a great way for a fun and delicious walk around Tucson.
And Michael Keith was sharing with us, and I'm sure you know this already, that more restaurants are opening up early in the new year. So the restaurant extravaganza continues downtown.
It's a great place for foodies all across Southern Arizona.
Grand opening time.
Yeah, our good friend George Marku, who for many years owned and operated the Fat Greek at the corner of Park and University, he's just reopened his restaurant following an extensive remodel. He changed the name to the Paleo Grill and is welcoming everybody back. Now, many of his recipes at the grill, which are actually kept in a sealed vault, come from George's own parents back in the homeland. So if it's the traditional flavors of Greece that you want, they're available at Paleo Grill, which is my pick for lunch or dinner tonight or tomorrow. But please know, Bill, they're closed on Sunday.
All right. Get back to that lunch at Wildflower. Still waiting for you. Matt Russell, Happy New Year to you, Matt. We appreciate everything you did for us here and will do for us in 2014 on the Buckmaster Show.
Happy New Year to you and the Buckmaster Show as well, Bill. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Of course, the end of the year always brings a lot of memories, and we've got some great ones from this year, and we have a great lineup of sponsors, and I want to personally thank, if I had the time, I would list off each and every one of them, but I urge you to go to buckmastershow.com. We've had some great support. It's been a great year for the Buckmaster Show, and producer Rosemary Brandt and I thank all of the sponsors of the Buckmaster Show for all of their support. And one of those sponsors, of course, is Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. All of our in-studio guests are presented with a nice, cool bottle of Culligan. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our team, of course, the lovely and talented Rosemary Brandt, our wonderful producer, I'm Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend and a very happy new year.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.